Okay,
First of
so we'll
all, Gimel to the end.
Gimel to the end. Okay, and tomorrow is the rules,
Slalom, yeah.
and then Monday, and then Monday night, Bez Hashem, we'll probably switch to 9:15 or 9:20, and we're starting Hilchus Elul and everything through Sukkos, and then we make a C in Bez Hashem, I think, by the end of Sukkos. Fine. You said Gimel, right? Yeah,
Yes,
Gimel. Yeah,
Gimel.
emes b'shanash meuberes ba'ad harishon of ba'ad hasheni. So if somebody dies in a leap year in ad harishon or ad hasheni, as b'shana pshuta, which the next year is going to be a regular year. So which month do you? Well, obviously, it's in Adar. As the b'shana pshuta mesana kein ba'adar. In a regular year, you fast whatever day it was in Adar. B'shana meuberes mesana b'zeh. Ha'adar shemes, you go with the Adar that he died, meaning in be'aleph, be'aleph, in be'ez, be'ez. Mez, be'pon, be'shan, re'b'henach, don't you have that? Don't you have that with your mother? Was it a leap year? It wasn't a leap year? You're muted, you're muted. You're muted, re'b'henach.
My mother was Niftar on Tainus Esther.
Right, but you said it was a leap year? Was it not a leap year?
No, it was not a
Wasn't
leap.
Asan? Maybe you asked the other way around. I thought it was a leap year.
Could be I'm wrong.
I don't know. Anyway, so meaning if the Patira happened in a leap year, so then you go with in the leap year, you go with whichever month it was. But if it's not in a leap year, then you just go with the regular year. The more complicated is the next case. Meis b'shana pshuta. If they died in a regular year, Azai B'Shanah Meuberes, so then in the leap year, which month do you celebrate? Let's call that. Not celebrate. What's the other word? They, not mourn. Whatever. You get the point. Yisana Ba'adar Aleph. V'gam Ba'adar Sheni Yomer Kaddish. And in Adar Sheni, you also say Kaddish. Meaning, why not? Why not also say Kaddish? And for certain people on this shir, light
Commemorate.
another candle. Commemorate that, since for
Yeah.
some people on this year, they should also, they're going to light extra candles, Avada,
Yeah.
al yasi gavul acherim, but don't step on anybody else's toes. Meaning, if you commemorated the Yahrzeit and Adar Aleph, so you have a Kaddish to be said in Adar Beis, that's if nobody else is saying Kaddish, etc., etc. If not, they have, since you already kept the Yahrzeit, so they have Kadima. Some say that you should do it in Adar Beis. Okay, Dalit. Chodesh Cheshvan Tamar Hu Mole. Sometimes Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is Mole. Da'ayin Sheyesh Yemen has 30 days. V'az Rosh Chodesh Kislev Shalachar Hu Beis Yomim. I think we had that this past year. Yom Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Hu Yom Hashloishim Shel Cheshvan Reshayach Le'loi, and it's Shayach to Cheshvan. Yom Beis Rosh Chodesh Hu Yom Arishin Shel Kislev. Chemuchol Rosh Chodesh Hu Beis Yomim. Yom Arishin Hu Yom Lamed Shel Chodesh Avar V'Shayach Le'loi. Right, the first day Rosh Chodesh is always from the previous month. Sometimes only has 29 days. It's only one day. 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 It's sometimes Mali. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shalachar of Shnei Yom. Rosh Chodesh Teves afterwards is 2 days. But Amim Chaser, and sometimes it's Chaser. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shalachar who Rak Yom Echad. Fine. That's standard. We all understand. I'm assuming we all understand that we're. It's each Rosh Chodesh can be Yom Malei Chaser. Mishemes Rosh Chodesh Kislev Kishayirak Yom Echad. So if somebody dies in Rosh Chodesh Kislev when it only had one day, which means it was Aleph, Azai B'Shana Sheyir Rosh Chodesh Kislev Shnei Yom. So let's say the next year Rosh Chodesh Kislev has 2 days. Yasek is a Yartzeit B'Yom Sheni the Rosh Chodesh. Then you keep the Yartzeit in Yom Sheni Shehu Yom Aleph Shel Chodesh Kislev Shegam HaMisa Haisa Aleph Kislev. Right, meaning you don't go with the Rosh Chodesh, you go with the day of the month. But let's say it's the opposite case, where when Rosh Chodesh had 2 days, Kislev had 2 days, and the person died on the first day. So in a year when Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only one day, we have the suffix, when should you keep the Yahrzeit? Im chav tes cheshvin, is it the 29th of cheshvin? Kibun shemeis b'soiv cheshvin, because that's when the guy died at the end of cheshvin. Kibun de b'nedarim holchen achar loshem b'nei adam. Since in the Dorum we go with the terminology that people use, Yasuk is a Yartzer B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. They keep the Yartzer B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev K'moy Shekoyren Oysoi. That's the way people call it. They call it B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So you get the question, meaning we don't know whether the person died on the first day Rosh Chodesh, which is really the 30th day of the previous month. The next month, there is none. So what do you do? I mean, the next year, if there wasn't that, there was no lamed. That's essentially the question. This also comes up in Vestas when a woman is separating in case she gets her period. And let's say 1 month she saw on the 30th day, right, on lamed. And the next month there is no lamed. So now which day do they separate in anticipation? Maybe they don't have to separate at all. Should they separate on Chof Tes or should they separate on Aleph? All right, so this, so the kitzur says a yeshin akein im b'shana rishayna habal Rosh Chodesh kisev hu rak yom echad. If the first yard site is one day Rosh Chodesh, yasek is a yard site chav tes cheshvan. She keep the yard site as chav tes cheshvan uchein la'olam kishe yeh cheshvan chaser, and that's la'olam when cheshvan is chaser. Mikomakum im l'macharasa b'yom Rosh Chodesh ein shom aveilam. But if the next day, the next day there's no avelum in the shul, yesh legam kein lemerkadosh l'spal lefnei teva. Why not keep the yard site for 2 days? Rak loy yasig v'lacherim, but don't go on anybody else's boundary. Avelim gam b'shana rishayna haba Rosh Chodesh kisev hu shnei yomim. But if the next year Rosh Chodesh kisev is also 2 days, v'im kein kaveyas a yard site l'Rosh Chodesh kislev, and he's kaveyas a yard site Rosh Chodesh kislev v'yachse kein la'olam, then he should be machzik at forever. Gam kishi Rosh Chodesh Yom Echad, that's even when Rosh Chodesh is 1 day. Yachzik oz Rosh Chodesh, he should machzik in Rosh Chodesh for hu adin Rosh Chodesh Teves, and the same thing for Rosh Chodesh Teves. Okay, so that's okay. It's a little technical, but fairly straightforward. Hey, v'kimin shi Rosh Chodesh Teves hu lefamim rak Yom Echad, and since Rosh Chodesh Teves is usually 1 day. I mean, it's sometimes it's 1 day. It's usually 2 days. Dainu Yom Vav the Chanukah. It's the sixth day of Chanukah, which happens to be my birthday. Vav Yom Vav the Chanukah Aleph Teves, and the sixth day Chanukah is Aleph Teves. Yom Zayin Beis Teves, Yom Ches Gimel Teves. So that's the way it falls out sometimes. Vavamim Beis Yomim Dainu Yom Vav Yom Zayin the Chanukah on the sixth day and the seventh day of Chanukah. Vaoz Havi Yom Zayin the Chanukah Aleph Teves, Yom Ches Beis Teves. Lachain, I don't know why he's going so long explaining this. Don't make a mistake and go with the counting with the days of Chanukah. You have to go with the months. You can't, meaning, person says, oh, I have Yartzeit seventh day of Chanukah. No, not necessarily. On certain years, depending on how the months work out, it's not the seventh day of Chanukah. Right? Like my birthday is the sixth day of Chanukah. But it's always, the 6 day is always going to be, it might not be, it's always going to be Rosh Chodesh. It's always going to be Rosh Chodesh. But if anybody has, something's going to have the seventh day Chanukah, may not necessarily be on the same day. Fine. If it's a day you don't say Tachnan, there's no Tainus Yartzai. Right, if a chosin has sheva brachas and he is and his yard site falls out, not his, he's a yard site falls out during sheva brachas. Avasu the siyum also lecha b'yom a yard site, but a siyum that you can't go to. V'yomim she'ena misana, and which is interesting because lots of people make siyumim on yard sites. So it sounds like here he's saying you can't go. If you can't fast, then at least learn what mitzvahs is shar meisim time lezakas nishmas aviv ve'imoy as a schus for the neshama of the father and the mother. Fine. Zayin belayla shebe yom emachros yelo yard site, and the night of, meaning at the next day is the yard site. Ein lelecha basudas chasana, shouldn't go to a chasana sheyesham mazmute chasam akalav yesh basimcha. See, here he says it is mutter. Seeing the night before, right? It's the night before he's allowed to. That right, but not he's it's that's what's mashal. The night before, yes, but not during the day. And a chasana not either. Fine. Misha ches. Misha misas aviv. He should choose one day. But he doesn't get kadima because he's a suffik. Right, Hashem should swallow up death forever, and he should wipe away tears from all faces. Right. Then he finishes up. Baruch Hanaisen Liyakayef Atzma Yarba Lein Einim. He says, meaning this is because this is the end of the Kitzur. We're not finished the Kitzur yet, because we have to go back because we skipped El and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkos. But he says, Baruch Hanaisen Liyakayef, who gives strength to the weak, Atzma Yarba Lein, and gives strength to people Lein Einim. I'm sorry, that who don't have. Beis Yaakov L'chuv V'Nelcha Bar Hashem. It's said, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, right? Beis Yaakov, go and let's go in the light of Hashem. So what does mean? Daktikin, Nelcha. He said, whoever's saying that pasuk, Yeshaya is saying that let's go together. Why is he saying go? It sounds like a double lashon. If somebody is mezaka the rabbim, ain chet baal yodoy, which is very interesting based on all the gemaras that we're learning in the daf now. But anybody who's mezaka the rabbim is not going to have a chet come through him. Can't be that he's going to be in Gehenim because he did a chet, and his talmidim are going to be in Gan Eden. Right? Shenemar ki lo sazav nashi lisha lo sitin lachaschitin lirashochas. He's not going to leave me in Gehenim, and not going to give the chasidim to see destruction. V'tevas l'chu, and the teva of l'chu, nimshach gam kein la'omroi ba'or Hashem. The word l'chu, which is to go, is also connected to Ar Hashem. Bashir HaMaimer, and the way to understand it is as follows. Beis Yaakov l'chu atem ba'or Hashem. You should go with the light of Hashem, meaning to keep the Torah. Then toivu, and if you want, ushmatem, and you listen, oz v'nelcha ba'or Hashem gam anoichim yachem, then I am also going to go with you. Right? So, meaning he's saying that Hashem, if somebody goes and is mezaka the rabbim by learning, etc., etc., and meaning the person who's saying, let's go learn. So if the olam goes and learns because of somebody, then that person who helps them learn will also be saved. So he's basically, I guess he's talking about himself, the kitzur, that he's saying that since he wrote this sefer to help Klal Yisrael learn halachas, so Memel will have a schus like that. It says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Bachartu V'Chachamim V'Shnasam, that you chose the Chachamim and their Mishnayis. Ona Barachamech Haram Zakeni Lias Mimitzadike Arabim, I should be from the Tzike Ram L'Zachosim V'Eske Gam Anoichi Imam L'Tar Nefesh Ruach Neshama, that we should purify the Ruach Neshama. Mashachatosi L'Fanecha Morik Barachamech Haram, whatever chataim I did, wipe away with your abundant rachmanas v'achzirene b'seshuva shalema tam v'nisham shemach v'kel b'irei oilo. Okay, so then tomorrow there's a few klalim. That's what the kids are like, basic like measurements, etc., etc. And then we go to Monday b'ez Hashem. We start with halachas of chaydish el. A gutvach,
what time tomorrow?
A petiyar,